If you'll turn the page on page 59, I have another example. Oh, this is probably one of the most easy investments in music to make your music sound bigger and better. There's something about staying in the center of the piano, the close area, that could cause a person to feel like they're a beginner. And then when you stretch out to the extremes of the piano, even when you have little children playing and just messing around at the keyboard, you'll notice how they'll go to those extremes. There's something about that that makes us feel like, hey, I'm really sounding good. I don't sound like I've just started. Tenths will help us do that. Play the C chord in the bass clef just like it shows in example 11-4. Your pinky, left hand, pinky is on bass C, and then E and G. There is C major root position as we're used to playing, and it's a closed chord. The reason why it's closed is because that's the only available C, E, G there. There are no other choices. It's a closed chord. Now we're going to open the chord up. Notice my pinky is on 5. Now I stretch my second finger over to G, which is the top of the chord. And now my thumb goes all the way above middle C and hits E. Now, it's impossible to reach that with a typical average human hand span. And that's why God gave us the damper pedal, the sustaining pedal. So you need to hold your pedal down when you first hit bass C. Let it hang on to it while you hit finger 2 on G. And then your thumb comes on up to E above middle C. What we've done, in fact, is we've taken the C chord in root position. We pulled out that middle note, E, and we've made it fly clear up above middle C. That's why it's called tenths. Let's play a little game. If C is 1, E is number 3. Remember that? Now count from C up to the E where we've placed it an octave higher. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's 10 notes above the root of the chord. Now listen to it without my talking and listen how pretty this sound is. That's the world of tenths, and you can do it with any triad as long as you take the middle note out and move it up above the top of the chord.